Okay, boys, and today's daf is daf Lamed Dalet. We're holding roughly 10 lines from the top of the Umud, where the Gemara begins with a story about Rabbi Akiva, Ikla Leginzak. Why are we getting into this story about Rabbi Akiva coming to the town of Ginzak? Because as you'll see momentarily, they asked Rabbi Akiva three shailas. And the second shaila was the sugya that we've been dealing with over the last couple of days, and that's the Kankanim. Again, Lamed Dalet Omer Aleph, about 10 lines from the top of the Omer. So, what did we learn about the Kankanim of Oivdei Kechavim? These are the types of barrels or containers that are used by the Goyim to go and store wine, limoshel. So we have blios in the walls of these containers. What can you do if a Jew wants to subsequently use these containers? You remember we discussed yesterday, even if we're talking about Kli Cheres, where normally about Kli Cheres we have the rule, that once it takes in Belios, it takes in any absorptions in the walls, you cannot purge it. Says the Gemara, that's only if you're talking about a situation of Chamin, when these Kli Cheres were used for something hot. Then Shvirosan Zuhi Taharosan. There's no way of being retired. For instance, if a person were in the Beis Medish and now he was cooking his shlomin or his karbon toida or whatever in a kli cheres, Mister, this kli cheres is now ovud li oilam, because as soon as this man noiser comes about, shlomish yom v'layla echad, karbon toida yom v'layla, but whenever the deadline is of eating the carbon, and you obviously cannot eat kli cheres, so whatever blios of noiser are now in the walls, that disqualifies the kli cheres forever and ever. But that's, of course, we're talking about chamin. Here we're talking about cold, if you're using it for cold wine. What's the story now about the cold wine? Ah, zoktun zrigimara, that you can be metired. How can you go and be metired? So we learned yesterday two ways. Number one, go and, when I say metired, I mean luchin tahara, mi machshirit. How can you be machshirit? The two ways that we discussed yesterday in the Gemara, number one was that you go and take it, and 3 days in a row, you fill it up with water, let it stand for 24 hours, at the end of 24 hours, pour out all the water, fill it up again, 24 hours later, again, pour it out. You do this 3 days in a row, that you have the water filled in, pour out, pour out, pour in. Anyway, at the end of 3 days, it becomes now gekashit. If you don't want to wait for 3 days, we said that there's certain beverages that you can go and put in, and you can go and be machshir immediately, such as putting in tzir or murius. Tzir or murius are different types of fish sauce, fish hash, etc. We also discuss about putting it back into the oven, or putting the oven into it, in the form of the kinsa, which the Gemara discussed. And finally, the Gemara discussed about pouring in sheikha. So those were all eitzes that we had yesterday. Today we're going to have a brand new eitz, and the eitz is, even if you don't do anything with this kankan, just let it stand for 12 months and don't use it, don't touch it, don't do anything. At the end of 12 months, kusha, it's kosher. Then we switch and we'll see, and these have major ramifications. Halacha l'maisa, of course, halacha l'maisa, you have to speak to a competent Orthodox rabbi. Anyway, so this was among the three questions that were posed to Rav Akiva. You see Rav Akiva, Ikla Leginzak. Even before you continue the Gemara, the fact that the Gemara says that it's Rav Akiva, this in itself goes and sends off or charges bells, because the second Tosis points out, it's not so simple that this is Rav Akiva. L'chor it should be Mar Ukva. Vusish left with Rav Akiva says, number one, says Tosis, Rav Akiva loy hoyim mistapik. The Gemara is going to tell us they asked Rav Akiva three shailas, and he threw up his hands and said, Ich weiß nicht. How is that possible? Rabbi Akiva should not know the halacha on these three very basic shailas. That's number one. Number two says, Rashi, Tosis is quoting from Rashi and Tanis, that if we were talking about Rabbi Akiva, we should say, a Mishnah, a Braisa, not a Maisa Shehoya. Maisa Shehoya, L'choyre pass more for an Amoyra, and not for a Tanam. Anyway, second choice is back to the Gemara. So either Rabbi Akiva or Mar Ukva, Ikla Ginzak, he came to the town of Ginzak. Boy Mene, and they asked him, oh, the Poisik is coming in, let's ask him, Vazokti. Number one, Misan Lishois, Ein Misan Lishois. Is there something known as Tainus Shois or not? We'll explain what that means in a moment. Lo Yehav Biyadi, Chveis Nishnah. Can kanav shloiv zikchavim asurim oy mitarim? Oh, the shayla that we were talking about before. Loi haviyadi chveis nisht. B'meshimesh Moshe kol shivas imayamiluim. The 7 days prior to the opening of the Mishkan on Rish Chodesh Nisan, we know that the 7 days before that, Moshe Rabbeinu erected and dismantled the Mishkan every single day, and he brought the Kabbanis every day. Because Aaron and Uvanav were only charged and authorized to do the Avodah starting with Rish Chodesh Nisan. So Moshe Rabbeinu did the Avodah. But what did he use in terms of big day kahuna? What did they do? If the Poisik doesn't know, the Rekiva, the Grace of Gas doesn't know. Also showed by Midrasha, they went to the ask of Medish Amri. Hilchasa Mis'anan L'Shoyis. Now this Tana Shoyis is not what we normally think of Tana Shoyis. We normally think of Tana Shoyis, if I cannot fast the entire day, at least I'm going to fast until Mincha, until Chatzois. That's one form of Tana Shoyis, but that's not our Gemara. What the Tana Shoyis of our Gemara is, if you look at the Rashi, 7 lines from the top, L'Shoyis, Kigoin shekibel olav tanis mishay shoyis ulamala umiul loitoam klumet chila kolayoyim. Meaning, he wakes up in the morning. He's very, very busy. He's running late. The buggy is waiting for him outside to take him into Bismedish to learn. A hotnish katzat, davening is over. He has to run back to go and pack his bags. The bus is waiting. He's running. He's coming. Before he knows, it's already 12 o'clock and he hasn't eaten anything. You know what? Since I haven't eaten half of the day anyway, lama machana tiny shoyis, I won't eat for the rest of the day. So the mice at the end of the day, says Rashi, he was misana kol hayoyim, the whole day. However, he was not mekabel tanis the night before. Not that he didn't eat in the morning, had nothing to do with the shem tanis, it's very simple, because he didn't have a chance to eat. Now, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, he says, I didn't eat anyway, let's finish off the whole day with a tanis. The shayla is, does that work? Does that count for a tainus or not? Says Gemara, Hilchos Misan L'Shoyis. Yes, you can do such a tainus L'Shoyis, even though the first 6 hours you fasted, not because you wanted to fast, because you didn't have the ability to eat, you didn't have the time to eat. That works. Vim Hishlam, and in fact, if he's Mashlam, and he goes all the way until night, like a regular tainus, Misval Tvila Tainus, then in Shemoneh Esrei, he should make sure to say, Anenu. So that was Shaila 1. Vilchasan, Shaila number 2. Kanish will leave the Chom, Liacha Yibes Choydish, Mutar. Oh, you asked about the Kankanim, just wait 12 months. After 12 months, all of the Bliois will become basically ineffective, basically dried up, Gunish met Gunish, and you can use these Lichatchila. You don't have to go and now do the 3 day pouring in and pouring out. You don't have to put in Tzira Murias, you don't have to put in Sheikhar, you don't have to put it into the Kivshan. All you have to do is wait it out 12 months. And you ask for Mesh Shimish Moshe Shivas Yimehamiluim, says Yimore B'choluk Lovan, with like a white apron, like you find the doctors wear and things of that nature. Why Dafka Choluk Lovan? So Toysis explained, or actually Rashi already explained, because when you look up Hiparshiyos Truma Tetzaveh, where you have the Tzivoy on the Melechas HaMishkan, there it says, Vasisa Bigde Koidish La'aron Ochicha. That Aaron Achicha, you have to make Big Day Kodesh. But it doesn't say for Moshe Rabbeinu. So there was no mitzvah, no tzivoy to go and make Big Day Kodesh for Moshe, only for Aaron, and also, of course, for his children. Moshe Rabbeinu was essentially a zor vis-a-vis the Big Day Kohuna. And the Gemara takes it for granted that he just wasn't wearing just civilian clothing. He had to wear epis, a Big Day Kodesh. Says the Gemara, there was taka, this begin miyuchod, was this Choluk Lovan that he wore for the 7 days whilst he was doing the void. Rav Kahana adds a footnote, Masni, Choluk Lovan she'en by Imra, it was a Choluk Lovan that didn't have a hem to it on the bottom, it didn't have a cuff. What's so important about this, it didn't have a hem or a cuff? So Rashi in Masechtas Tanis says that people should not be choshed him, that whilst he's coming and doing the avoida, it had no pockets, but if there was a cuff on the bottom, he could go and put into the cuff small little coins, small little this, and take home some souvenirs from the Mishkan every night, and therefore line his pockets. Can you imagine someone being choshen Moshe Rabbeinu? But as we know in the Torah, even Moshe Rabbeinu had his dissidents, had his misnagdim. So this is b'chol dar v'dar. even the greatest godel, the greatest tzaddik, there's always someone who'll say, nyeh, beh, jeh, jeh. Okay, so therefore, that's why there was no kaf, so he didn't hide anything. Rashi over here brings the same ha'orah that he had in the Sechtes Tanis, but instead he says, nah, I don't think that that's a good pshat. If you look at Rashi, six lines in the bottom, Imra, Safa, Safa is a kaf or a hem. Yesh oimer, some say, yachshedu, shesamba mitrumas ha-mishkan. He didn't conveniently go into the office over there where they kept the funds and put some money into his kof or into his hem. Says Rashi, well, I'm not saying that's kondishna. Shehari kvar nigmar ha-melocha u-bishas avoyda meheichan shakil. The melocha was already done. Yes, millions and millions of coins of zov, kesef, nechoshis, chelis, agomen, tlashani, sheish, izim. We know all of that was donated. But now it's already a week before the Hakamas HaMishkan, everything was already used. All the funds and all of the materials were already used to go and manufacture the clay Mishkan and the Mishkan itself and the Kalim and the what have you. So there's nothing left for him to go and quote to steal. And the Shas Avoidim Hechachok, he's doing the Avoidah in the, on the Mizbeach. Where is he going to take the funds from? So therefore, Rashi dismisses that. The same Rashi in Masechtas Tanis says that that's the reason. Here Rashi dismisses that. Tosafot over here gives another couple of potential reasons. Ayin Shom. So those are the three questions. Those are the three answers. And now we continue on. In the Mishnah it says, Chatzanim v'azogim shel oivdei k'chom. Chatzanim are the kernlach. Kernlach are the grape seeds. Zogim are the shells or the peels of the grapes. Right after you squeeze out the grape, you have, what do you have left? You have the outside shell, the zog, and you have the chatzanim, which are the inside seats. You could ask two questions, but
the
it has to be.
The zog is a bell.
No.
Well, how come it's not the reverse? How come the zogim are not the pits and the chatzanim and not the shell?
Well, the interesting thing.
I know that's the fact.
In Masechtas Nozir, since it says in the Pesachim, chatzanim vadzog, there's a machloikis. Which
right,
one
yeah,
is it?
Which one's which?
And the Gemara concludes that it must be the chatzanim are the seeds, because why chatzanim in loshen rabim and zog b'loshen yochid? Obviously, any time you buy a seeded grape, there's more than one seed, two, three seeds, but only has one peel from the outside. So the Gemara concludes from that chatzanim means the seed.
And it doesn't look at the shayrish of the word.
Well, bel is the outside bell, and inside you have the clapper.
The clapper is called the zog.
Yeah,
wait
a
second.
Okay.
Right. Both are plural. Zog is plural.
That's our Mishnah, but our good distinguished Chosh Begas, Mr. Fulda, wants to know, how do I know that chatzanim are the seeds,
it
as opposed to zog? That's what it's a zog tzuch the teira. The teira zog, the chatzanim are zog, le yoichel by a nozer. Don't say chatzanim are zog, le yoichel. The reason why our Mishnah uses both terms, because we're trying to tell us what's the halach about these chatzanim vadzogin after the goy has squeezed out all of the juice for purposes either of yayin nesach or for his personal purposes, which still is also to us because of stam yenim. So what do you do with the residue, the chatzanim vadzogin? Is a machloik in our Mishnah. The Meir says that they are osir visurin isur hanoah, and the Chum say, it depends. Lachem, if they're still moist, asurim. Yevashim, shen oskit rikin, if they're dried up, then it's mutim. However, our Mishnah doesn't tell us what is the timeline on the lachem vivashim. Is that a day? Is that a week? Is that a month? And that's what the Braisa is going to address. Chatzan vazong shalik chum. Chuli, zok dimor, ton rabon, chatzan vazong shalik chum. As you could see, our Bryce is going like the Chachamim that distinguishes between Lach and Yiveshim. He says, Lach Masur, Yiveshim Amutar. Hai Ninu Lach and Hai Ninu Yiveshim. What's the definition of these terms? I'm referring to Mishmul. Lach and Kol Yibbeis Choydish. Yiveshim Leach Yibbeis Choydish. Oh, Mamish, the same timeline that we said about the Kankanim. Up to 1 year, any Blios in the Kankan, as well as the Chatzan Vazogim. Sorry?
There is a zvuv inside.
Okay, thank you for bringing that to my attention. Thank you. Shkoyah. So the Gemara says that Lachin kol yud beis chodesh, yeveshon yachar yud beis chodesh. Once 12 months have passed, and you still have the residue, these peels, and or the seeds of the grapes, say the chum, now they are basically worthless, they are refuse, they're trash, therefore you don't worry about them anymore. And what's the din? The halacha is they are now mutter. So in other words, you and I can take them, presumably you can't even use it for drinking, but rather what you'd use it for is perhaps for making a fire for fuel. Good. So we have the Brayson now explain the Mishnah. What's the difference between Lach and Yevashim? The Yud Beis Chodesh. Itman. Omer Rav B'chana, Omer Rav Yochanan. Kishehein asurin asurin afilu ba'anoh. Kishehein mutar mutarin afilu ba'achila. When we say that they're osir, in other words, during the 12-month period, that they're osir, they're totally osir. There's no midway over here. The 12 months that they are lachin, osir. After 12 months, it's mutar afilu ba'anoh, it's mutar afilu ba'achila, because it's basically worthless. It's, you can just toss it in the trash bin. Om Rav Zvit. So now we're going to talk about several things that are all 12 month. We had durdai already before. That's the sediment that falls to the bottom of the wine. Sometimes if you have wine standing for a long time, you keep a bottle for a long time, you find on the bottom such black pieces on the bottom. So that durdai the chamra, the armoi of the arn, in other words, of a goy. After 12 months are over, all you have, the sediment, that's already mutter, it's basically worthless. Rashi doesn't comment on the shtikl. You have the bottom toisis, and toisis says, not so simple. If this durdaya was from wine, used for yayin esach, stam yayinam, it doesn't automatically become mutter after 12 months. Only when does it become mutter, zok teisvis, if you use that sediment to go and make what's called temet. Temet means that you used it to, you added water to it, you looked upon the sediment as if it was grape concentrate, added water, and then you made from it wine. However, after you've already done that one time, and now you let the chatzan of adzogim, or not the chatzan of adzogim, the durdaya, the sediment, stay for 12 months, then it's totally mutter. But it's got to be that first you used all of the wine content. As you look upon the sediment like a wine concentrate. You put it into the water, let it stand for a day or two, at this kimteros, Toises calls it, and Chazal call it temed. So that temed, now you've taken out all of the usable wine or juice left in the durdoy. From that point on, 12 months, and it's what? Omer Rav Chabibi Rei de Rava, Hani Gulfi. Gulfi is the same thing as kankanim. It's, of course, it's in Aramaic, and gulfi are containers. After 12 months, shari. And this is really the same halacha that was asked by two Rav Akiva or Mar Ukva in Ginzak a few lines ago. It's mutter.
Look, Lamaisa, 12 months, had enough time for any keli.
If it was, remember, the keli was only used for cold and not for hot, right. And we're talking about keli cheres. When you're talking about keli cheres, you can't go and be machsher in terms of Libun, or in terms of
Hazlo, no. Earlier, why you mentioned on the bottom, you still have to do the 3-day.
Why are you saying only when it's cold?
Why
are you saying only when it's cold? Because nowadays we're matir Bali Shuva.
Okay, if you go to one line before we started today's Gemara, Kiva, yeah. Ikla Liginzak, the Gemara said, "Zeh Tashmisha Bechamim, Zeh Tashmisha Bitzainan." Mendi asks Aloch Lamaisa, especially talking about Bali Tshuva, when you're talking about for Pesach, using for other Kelim, speak to a competent Orthodox rabbi that you know knows the Halach. Getting back to our Gemara, so the final line, these Gulfi, Basatresi Yarchi, Shota Shari, it's Mutter after 12 months. Omer of Chaviva, Hani Avto, Ditai, Basatresi Yarchi, Shota Shari, Vusmaint Avto, Taprashi, Chemis Mi Or Av. Until now we were talking about Kli Cheres, and now we're talking about Kli Or, which is made out of leather, like leather canteens. The Tai usually means an Arab merchant, Rashi says, means any Holchei Drochim, people that are traveling. So they would carry these canteens with them to have something, a mashka to drink. Again, after 12 months, Shari, again it's Mutter. In all of these cases, Rashi says that you don't have to do the 3-time thing. However, about if you want to do it, gizim tait halacha lemaisa. Again, the Tayr Chaver Rabbi Fleischman says that the article says in the footnote that even after 12 months you should still do the 3-day thing. But once again, discuss it with the roof. So the after the tayy basa trechiyarti is shari after 12 months is mutter. Omer Rabacha Rei Rav Ika Hani Purtzini the Armoi Pusais Purtzini. Rashi says psoyves shalanovim. That's the residue left over. After you take them to the base Hagas, and they go and tread on them, and they take out every last drop of juice from these grapes. What do you do with that residue? That's called portzini. So that, again, after 12 months, it's shari, it's mutter.
What's the difference between chatzan and portzini?
What's the difference between chatzan and portzini? I mean, because we had this on the Amir Aleph. Chatzan of Adzogin could be that this was used privately by an individual, who took it and quetched it and got out whatever juice, whatever wine. Here we're talking about portzini, a commercial establishment in the form of a wine press. Mm-hmm. The end of pressing, everything is ausgequetscht. All of that, presumably, they give to the animals to drink or whatever, to eat. And now it's 12 months later, nothing happened with them. It's mutter, all okay.
Interesting. Taisus Amar Aleph.
Yes, yes.
It says a targum of carcinin is portzini.
Well, so okay. So maybe this is similar. Maybe this similar. Maybe there's an overlap in these two gemaras. Gulfi. Gulfi, and again on the bottom of the Amar Aleph, that was with the kankanim. Shchimi v'uchmi. Shchimi we had yesterday in the Rashi was rose color, like a reddish brownish color. V'uchmi or black. Bosa Tracy Archishata, Shari, after 12 months, it's mutter. Why does Gemara tell us about these two colors? Because remember yesterday we also talked about if it was white, and Otsi Roike, if it was green. Each time, if you have gulfi that have these types of different colors, it means that the earth that was used to manufacture the Kli Cheres was a different type of earth. Some earth is more porous and absorbent, some is less porous and absorbent. Those that are more absorbent obviously have to be more concerned. Those less, be less concerned. So, Murius. Murius, we had already a few times. Murius is not just fish sauce, but fish sauce in which they also added pieces of fish and bones. They made it into a fish hash. What's the din by Murius? Murius, you have to be concerned. The major concern that you have to have, says Rashi, is not non-kosher fish. But the ikar concern you have to do is pouring in wine to go and give it more geschmack and more tam. But Murius, they typically did not use dogim tamayim, so therefore you didn't have to worry about that concern. Oh, shkoyach. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, Zok Gemara Murius of an uman is mutan. It was made an uman. Uman means not some household where you go to the woman that made Murius at home. Rather, you're talking about Murius, that it was done by a professional. Why is a professional different? We'll see in the Gemara shortly, because the professional, since he's selling the Murius to the public, he wants to have a good name for the Murius. If the Murius is going to have a bad name, a bad reputation, kind of nishkoifim. So what is the good name and the bad name? So we'll see in the Gemara shortly that he was very careful about not adding wine initially, because that could be makalko the Murius, only after a few times. We'll see Mitchum shortly. What means a couple of times, a few times, we'll see shortly. Good. Murius Uman is mutter. Yudman Galilei, Meshim Reb Chanina, Ben Gamliel. Af Chilek Uman is mutter. Chilek is the name of a different type of fish. Rashi says that we call that fish Sustani, what was Rashi? Rashi, Sultanus Shman. The Sultanus fish. It's the name of Dogim Tohoyim. Okay. What's so special about that Chilek? Says Rashi that this fish has a chilik between this fish and all other fish. What's the chilik? That when the chilik is young, ain loy snapper vikaskesis. It doesn't have the simoni kashus. Lahavdol, just like a boy or girl, don't become gedoylim or gedoylog gedoyl until they get the simonim, the shtei saris. Here, and bikatnusim, when they're still young, ain loy snapper vikaskesis. Only later on, osad legadel liacher zman. And the concern, therefore, is since when you catch them, if they are still young, they don't have the simon kasha. They're already kosher, but the masi, you cannot go and easily distinguish between them and other fish. Person is not an uman, he might go and collect and catch both the sultanus fish without the snapper kaskeses, together with other non-kosher fish, which obviously don't have snapper kaskeses. It's all chilik fish. But that individual is not an uman. If you're an uman, you know the difference between one and the other, and therefore the uman is careful not to allow non-kosher fish to get mixed in with chilek fish. Okay, so zok the gemara nachlum. So this murius uman, the reason why it's mutter, is because initially he does not pour in wine, so you don't have to worry about the wine factor. Ben Gamliel, Mishim Reb Chanina Ben Gamliel says chilek is also uman mutter, but not because of wine, but because you don't have to worry about the non-kosher fish fat. Tani Ami Mibreid Reb Avol, Murius uman is mutter, like we just said. But he added now a knech. Knech means a curveball, and that is Pamrisha Mishayne mutter. Shlishi is osir. Rishim Mishayne means that you start off with the initial fish sauce, and you add something to it in the form of mushel of water. Mix it a couple of times. Add a little murius, even in other words, some fish hash, some of the fish itself, and then you say, "Okay, Rabbi Isai, this is your first course. You got murius." So the first two times they would not add wine to it. Why wouldn't they add wine? My time, because Pam Rishim Hasheni Dinofish Shemnayim. There's so much fats. It is so fatty and greasy and all that. Remember, in the good old days, they didn't worry about carbs and things like that, like we worried about today. And so therefore, haskishmak, ah, full of shuman, ah. So loiterach lemerim buchamra. People didn't go and pour in wine. If anything, Rashi says, you pour in the wine, you mekalkal it. That's kishmak without the wine. Bekam ve'elach, however, after two times of adding additional ingredients like water and other pieces of fish into this murius, after two times of doing it, the remaining fish sauce is already shen ugishvacht. It's already weakened by the fact that you've diluted it already two times, and now this is already a third time. To give it more tam and flavor, now you added the wine. So it's at mikam ve'elich after this, when you come to the third time and further, third, fourth, fifth time, romi buchamer, because there's so little shamnun is left from the original fish. Ah, so that's why the Gemara says, by the umman, you don't have to be concerned. At least you don't have to be concerned for the first two times, because the first two times he's not going to add wine, because everybody was so good, the shuman. Gesundheit. The shuman was so good. What do you need it for? Good. Zok Demorabai, how Arva. Arva, of course, is a boat. Demoraisa that was shipping Murius from place to place. The Ossi, then Amilad, the Akoi, that came into the Namal. Even today, Namal in Eitzol is the port of Akoi. Akoi is, of course, on the Mediterranean, and therefore a lot of shipping comes in and out of Akoi. So this boat full of Murius came. Uisav Reb Abba Demin Akoi, Neturi Bahado. So Reb Abba, who lived in Akoi, Demin Akoi, he put a shoimer over there to make sure, don't tamper with the Murius. In other words, he appointed a Mashgiach to be there the whole time. Omli Rabba, Adi Idaman Notre. What happened until it got here? After all, if it comes into the Namal, into the port, it came from somewhere else. If it came from somewhere else, who said they didn't mix in already non-kosher wine, goyish wine, until now? Omli Adi Idaman, until now, Lamai Nechishla. There's really nothing to worry about. Imish Gesundheit. Imishim de Arvi Bechamra, because you're worried about if he added the wine, like we said. Kista de Murius Beluma. Kista de Chamra Bedad Dalid Lumi. Until this place where they brought the Murius from, that place where it started off from, their wine was cheaper than, I'm sorry, the wine was more expensive than the Murius. Kista de Murius Beluma, if you wanted to buy a kista, kista says Rashi is a shem mida, a measure, a gallon of a quart of Murius. That cost a beluma. Rashi said beluma means bezuzah. For a dollar, or whatever currency you like. However, kista de chamra, if you were buying the same quart of chamra of wine, the dalid lumi, that already was four times the price. So nobody had the financial incentive of going and adding wine to the murius, because murius by definition is so much cheaper than wine. I'm going to add wine to it. I'm going to lose money every drop of wine that I pour it. So therefore, there was no concern that they would go and add wine. I don't understand. Coming here to Akoi, they passed Tsoir on the way. Tsoir, they say, is Tyre, T-Y-R-E, which today is in Lebanon. So that's also very close to the water. Presumably they have a port there, just like the port of Akoi. And that being the case, since it passed by Tsoir, and Tsoir is Shavi Chamra. Actually, says the word Shavi means wine is cheap. If wine is cheap, maybe they take added wine over there. Take here in Akoi, the wine is more expensive, or wherever this Murius originally originated, wine was more expensive. But if it passed by Tsar, oy vavai, maybe they added in poor wine, in other words, inexpensive wine, which was non-kosher and makes the whole thing in a sense, treif, in other words, full of yayin esach or stam yinam. You do not have to worry about any wine emanating from Nishrum Yifrach. You don't have to worry about any wine coming from Tzor, because the ships and the boats all avoided going close to Tyre. Why did they avoid it? Ikuli means whirlpools. Whirlpool means where the waters come together and Chas V'Shalom, some person and some boat can get swept up and swallowed up by the whirlpool. Pshuri means where snow melts. Pshuri from Lashon like a poishrim. It melts when it was hard, ice and snow. Until now, and now...
Poishrim and lolach vasen?
Lolach is... Yeah. Poishrim and lolach vasen. Yeah.
So why you say snow is melting?
It's coming.
Imagine. Lishu?
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 Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Why am I saying it's snow is melting? Especially then... Here in this neighborhood, it doesn't like this too much melting snow. However, if you look at Mantai Rechava, please share the Gemara. You'll see Rashi right past halfway down. See, have Rashi Akuli Upshuri Ika. You ought to say Akuli Upshuri Ika. Nocha Bislavatarub. Mayim Shaholchen Akalus. And Akalusa means like a whirlpool. Upshuri means Meishlugin. What's Meishlugin? Sheleg. Sheleg Mein Shnai. Nifshorin. Al Svas Hamayim. There next to the seashore, you had snow during the winter, and now it melts. And that melting. Anybody that's driving or that is sailing in a sailboat or in any type of boat or ship knows stay away from Tzor because of the whirlpool and because of the possible melting snow. Just stay away. Okay, that being the case, that's the reason why you don't have to worry about that they bought or brought cheap wine from Tzor and mixed it into the Murias. No shy. Okay, so you're right. Gvinas Beis Unaiki. Back in our Mishnah said that Gvinas Beis Unaiki is awesome. Take just a quick look back at our Mishnah. Mishnah bat on Chof Tes Amid Beis. Hamurias Gvinas Beis Unaiki shall oiv the Chof. Dr. Meir, Asurin v'Isuran Isr Hanoa. This Gvina, of course, is cheese. Cheese, the non-kosher cheese from Beis Unaiki, not only was it Osir Bachila, it was even Osir Bahanoa, says Rameir. It's only an Isr Achila. What's the reason why? We had already a bit of a discussion in the Mishnah, and now the Gemara amplifies it somewhat. Amr Reb Shimon Lakish, here back on Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, middle of the Amud, Reb Neima Osru Gvinas Unaiki. What's the reason why that Gvinas Beis Unaiki, not only is it Osru Bachil, we're talking about non-kosher cheese, but it's even Osru Bahano'a, according to Rameir. Says, I'll tell you why. Nisharoiv Agolim Shal Oisir Nishchotim Lavoidis Kaychavim. Ah, this is not only a Nevelus Utreifis issue that you're talking about, this non-kosher cheese. By the way, you cannot make cheese from non-kosher animals. It can only be made from kosher animals. Can't make it from non-kosher animals. That being the case, what's the problem? That's, yeah. That's by the way, a lot of
what's
people...
What's really the problem? Because of preservative. They put in preservative.
No, this is hant. That's today.
They use the cave of
that's today. They put in preservative. They put in chemicals. They put in all the additives. You have to have a hechsher. That's emes. But in the good old days, they didn't use preservatives, they didn't use fake dyes and all those wonderful things. What's the reason why Gvinas Unaiki? Now, that it should be Osir Ba'achila, I can understand. Because the Mishnah brought, we're going to bring it shortly, what happens if, how did they form cheese? You take milk and you put in it rennet. Vos might rennet. Rennet means you put in from coagulated milk, which is inside the kefir. Kefir is one of the four stomachs of an animal. In English, it's called a maw, an M-A-W. In that maw, milk coagulates. Coagulates like that, congealed. And if you take some of that milk inside the maw, you take it out and you put it into your own milk, leave it there for a while, it becomes congealed in the form of cheese. Okay, but that should only be if you took it from a nevela keva. Maximum, you should have a problem of iser achila. But there's no Isra Hanoa. every shlachtos has a very large percentage of nevelus utreifus, which unfortunately are not kosher because it has a sirch in the lungs or whatever it has. Mm-hmm. So what do they do with it? They don't just throw it in the trash bin. They go and sell it to the god. How can you sell it? There's no isra no. It's only isra achila. No isra no. So why is there isra no by the gvinus beis unaiki? Neimal ostri gvinus unaiki. Meaning, so I'll tell you why. An eagle, as you know, means a young calf of a bokar. Like you had the eagle that the Yid Nebuchadnezzar gedid. So roi v'golim of that city were nishchat, were geshochten for purposes of avoid zar. Ah, since for purposes of avoid zar, therefore it has a din of. You want to take a seat? Since it has a din of avoid zara is not only usa b'achil, it's usa b'ano. How do we know avoid zara usa b'ano? Because the Gemara brought before a gzeir shuva from to the din of zivchi mesim. Just like a mess is usa b'ano, I learned that from Miriam. Shom, egla rufa. Same thing is the gabe, a takroivis avoid zara is usa b'ano. Okay, so Roiva Golem Shal Oisir, most of the egels, most of the young calves of that shtut were geshocht of Avodah Zarah. So therefore, when you take out the rennet, you're having now Hanua from Avodah Zarah. Frank Timura, my ear, you're Roiva Golem, I feel it, me at Nami. Why do you have to say? Because most of the agolim in that shtut were sold, were geshocht of Avodah Zarah. Even if it would only be a miut, because after all, our Mishnah, when it talks about Isra Noah, is referring to Reb Meir. And Rameir Chayish Lemiuta, that's famous Koleshas, Rameir is Chayish Lemiuta. So even if only a miut of the Agolim were geshocht and Favoidazar, isn't that already enough of a problem? Why did it have to be Roiv? Well, I'll tell you why. Because Iyamis Roiv Ikamiut. Eliyamit Miut, Kimi the Ikarev Agolim, the Einishchot Avoidis Kechom. Vikanami Shar Vaimish Einishchot Avoidis Kechom. Havli Miuta de Miuta. Miuta Miuta, even Rameir is Loi Chayish. What do you mean to say? A golem is only a small percentage of all the animals that are geshochten in shtut. They used to have not only a golem, but also the tzoyin, and also the goats, the sheep, the large cows. All of that was geshochten. And presumably from time to time they even shechted venison and fancy types of chayis, all of which are kosher animals or kosher chayis. So ibazoi, a golem was only a smaller percentage of the big, big population of behemoths that were geshochten. And of those agolim, only a miut of those, a roiv of those agolim were used for avodah zarah, not a miut of the agolim. Why? Because if you're going to go and tell me that a kuntra meir is chayish lemiuta, so a miut of the agolim for avodah zarah, and therefore maybe this rennet came from that miut. Guess what? You're right, it's not a miut of the agolim, but agolim is only itself a miut of the entire population of all the animals that are geshochtim each year, so that would already be a miut de miuta, and even a meir that choshish miut, but it's not choshish to a double miut. So in other words, 49%, 45%, yeah. But if you're talking about 5%, that already, even a meir agrees, I'm not choshish to miut. So Gemara.
But the chashash over here is, I know, because it's only a catalyst.
What do you mean a catalyst?
When it makes the cheese, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes they take that, the iser, the thing that makes it into cheese, out. It doesn't remain.
You're taking the rennet out of the cave of the avodah zarah.
Right.
And then you're now going to have a no from that rennet. Take that rennet and burn it forever and ever.
Okay.
And now you're using that rennet to go make cheese. Okay. Look, the Gemara writer. Omalei Reb Shimon Eliyakim Reb Shimon Ben Lakish. So big deal. So you shechted for avodah zarah. For atu the shor, you yourself, Reb Shimon Lakish, a matir. In a case, didn't matter. A sheiches behema lizrik domel avodah zarah. Person who shechs the behema, not that he shechs the behema for avodah zarah. He shechs the behema stam, but al menas to be zoyrik as sadam on the altar for avodah zarah. Or lahakter chel avodah zarah, to take the chelav and be makter that on an altar for avodah zarah. What's the din? Rabbi Yochanan, Omar, Asura. The Soba Mechashim Me'avoida La'avoida Be'ofinan Chutz Mipnim. He holds that you can Mechashim Avoida. What does he want me to say? If a person shechs an animal Avoida Zorah, that's a normal takrav Avoida Zorah. Here we're talking about that he shechs it stam because he wants to eat Nevela meat. Lav Dafka shechting, you know, he kills it for Nevela meat. And he hopes after going and killing the animal, taking the dam and doing a zrika on the Goyisha altar in their churches or taking the chalev and putting it on the altar in their churches. That's called mechashrin me'avoyde la'avoyde. The shechita was a kashera, in a sense, in other words, not l'shem avoyde zara, but for the purpose of zrika sadam or aktoris emerin la'avoyde zara. Aha. What's the din? Rabbi Yochanan says that itself is osir. And you learn chutz mepinim. Chutz mepinim is because you have the same halacha legabe a carbon if you want to be mefagel the carbon. What means mefagel the carbon? That I'm going to eat from this carbon chutz lezmanoi or chutz lemekoimoi. Ah, so when I'm shechting it, I'm shechting the shame, kedushas carbon. But by the way, I intend doing a zrikas adam in another 5 minutes, and that zrikas adam is going to be almanas to go and eat this carbon next week. Chutz lemekoimoi and chutz lezmanoi. Ah, so Rabbi Yochanan holds, number one, there is such a concept, a mechashmi avoid l'avoida from shechita to zrika. And here, we're not talking about a karma, we're talking about avoida zara, you're learning chutz meipnim. In other words, avoida zara from the halachas of pigal in the Mishkan of Beis Mikdash. Rav Shimon Lakish amar, muteret. No, that's not a problem. Either because he doesn't hold mechashmi avoid l'avoida, or he doesn't hold of chutz meipnim. So therefore, it's mut. So, b'soit l'shitascher, Rish Lakish, what's the problem with this rennet of the non-kosher animals that were eaten, not the non-kosher animal, the kosher animal that was used for avodah zarah? After all, wasn't the shechita proper? The only problem is this rikus adam. Amalei tarminach shatach. Rashi says that yore mazolcha. Your mazel should be great. What does it mean, your mazel should be great? You asked a narish shaila, but I'm not going to go and insult you, and I'm going to tell you, Halavai, next time you should have better mazel to ask a good shaila. Why? The article brings from Iri or someone else. We're not talking about these mechashmei avoyde l'avoyde. We're talking about that he shechted this animal for purposes of the avoyde zara. The shechita was for the avoyde zara. So you don't have to learn avoyde l'avoyde and avoyde spinim and avoyde schut. So it's like mamish ashtik avoyde zara. That's osiba. No, yeah, now let's take out the rennet now to coagulate and make cheese. Finally, Amri Yidushol Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel asked, according to the Chacham, that holds it's only an Isra Achila, what is the Isra? Amra Varchudya Amarav, Amekadish, Beperish, Shor Haniskal, Mikudeshes. Beperish, Egli Avoidis Chachovim, Eina Mikudeshes. What's mine? Perish? Perish means the glolim, which are still inside the animal. You extract them from the animal, or the animal has already defecated, and you want to use this to Mekadish Isha. The Gemara doesn't go into it, but it's certainly not recommended. If a chusim forgets his bring to give to the kala, don't bring along perish from shor kololim from shor haniskal. Perish the thought. Perish. So you brought the perish shor haniskal lemaise, it works. But if perish egle avoidis kechovin, then any mikdash doesn't work. What's the reason why? Ibay say mitzvara, ibay say mikra, ibay say mitzvara. Gabi egle avoidis kechovin nichalei benafchei. When you bring in the takroivis of avodah zarah, if you bring in this big, hefty animal, and the galach says, wow, I haven't had an animal like that, so big and so grub, huh, he gets the first award that day for bringing in the shensta takroivis of avodah zarah. So then, gabi egli avodah zarah, nichal ibnafchi, nafchi means the volume, the size. Av gabi shoran niskal, nichal nafchi. Since the shoran niskal is going to have a skila in another couple of minutes anyway, who cares, big, small, thin, stout, sinishka nafchi men. So therefore, by the Shoran Niskal, it's not considered to be from the essence of the body of the Shoran Niskal. It's considered to be, like, separate, because I don't need it anyway. Oh, so then it has its own independent value, Mikudeshes. Mashenken, if it's part of the Void of Zora, I want it to be part of the Void of Zora, because it makes it juicier and heavier and bigger and da, 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 da. So it becomes a shtick of Void of Zora, and that's why Osiba no ain't a Mikudeshes. Ibo Yisei Mikro, no Chapasi. Even perish is gunish. Oser, uksiv hasem saki sakal ashar liyochel es psori psori oser ha pirshoy is muteris. So therefore, anything which is basar or basar like avad is oser, but perish it's going to be soon released by the animal anyway. This glolim and all this stuff, it's not a toffel to the basar. It's gunish mit gunish. Therefore, it has its own status, mikudeshes. Mashenkin, in the case of the avodah zarah, since it's amu'uma, even though it's worthless, abesach amu'uma, therefore, there's an iser, and that's why it's osibano, and you cannot use it to go and be mekadesh as a isha. Stop over here, Rabbi Yisai, and she'll continue tomorrow.